And you have a lot of grandsons too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we have a lot of grandsons.
Do you have any people they go around with, you know, or they plan on getting married or anything?
Oh, some of them have been married.
Really?
Grandchildren, yeah.
I guess you'd call that their girlfriends, or what would you call that?
I call it their husband and their wives.
Before they get married, would you call it a...
Their girlfriend, just boyfriend.
I see. If you're talking about if a lady's expecting a baby, what would you say? Would you, is there any, you know, anything that you say, like?
Well, I'd just say that she's expecting.
Or would you ever say something like
she's pregnant.
Or would you have any polite terms like her foot's broke or something?
Her foot's broke, no.
I just wonder, because lots of people sometimes, you know, to be real polite would say, you know, she broke
her foot. Oh, I don't think that's polite, just be plain with it.
And what about a lady that comes by and helps deliver babies?
She's a midwife.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call her anything else?
That's all I've ever
heard. A granny
from.
Or?
Oh, some people call them granny, and some call them, what is it called? Midwife.
And her godmother?
Godmothers. I can't think of all the names that they call them.
I guess they call them a lot of different things.
Yeah, they call them a lot of different things.
If a boy, you know, is like his father in a lot of ways, what would you say?
You're just like your daddy.
Would you say he resembles, or he favors? Or
he favors.
Takes after?
He's just like his daddy. Or
uh-huh. Would you ever say he's the spitting image?
Well, I've heard people say that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I said it myself. But,
Well, I say I've heard other people say it, too.
Uh-huh. How about, if you have all your children, and you make them, you know, they grow, what would you say you did?
Well, we just fed them and took care of them.
Raised them or reared them?
Raised them.
What, reared them?
Yeah.
Or brought them up? Would you ever say that you fetched them up?
No.
I just wondered.
I don't. You don't fetch them up. You grew them, or you took care of them, or fed them, or something.
I see. Well, if you're talking to a child and you say, okay, you've been really bad, now I'm gonna, you know, do something to you. What would you? Would you give them a what?
I'd give them a spanking, or now you got to mind me, or. There's something.
A spanking? What else would you call it? Would you call it anything else?
A whipping.
Whipping? Have you ever hear, you know, scalping or anything?
No, I never scalped one. I've heard of Indians scalping things, but I never did scalp one.
How about thrashing or something like that?
Well, I've heard that too. You use the thrashing.
Shellacking? Did you ever hear of shellacking? I think those are just different things people made up. If you're talking to somebody, the last time you saw them, they're real little, and all of a sudden they're really big. What would you say?
You sure have grown.
I see. Yeah, I guess that'd be the best thing. And you're talking about two little girls or something. You say one of them, you know, is really more affectionate, you know, more loving. You'd say Mary sure is a loving
child.
Oh, or if she's even more so than the other girl, would you say she's even?
The other girl wasn't.
It wasn't as much so as Mary.
Social.
I see. And you're talking about if you have brothers and sisters and they have children, what would be the children called?
Nieces and nephews. The girls would be nieces and the boys are nephews.
I see. And how about if the child doesn't have parents any longer?
They're orphans.
Uh-huh. And would you call, is that only when they're in a special home for orphans, or?
No, they're just, their parents is dead, they're orphans.
I see.